Blog Talk Radio.
I can love you with my eyes closed. I don't lose sight of your beauty, 'cause your heart is fine gold, baby. I'ma take my time with your mind, your ambition won't leave me alone. Tell me about your dreams, tell me everything. Don't nobody care about your heart like I. Girl, I'm down for you just the way that you're
down for me.
Body like a queen, but it ain't about your body, baby, it's about your being. I ain't rolling up, but I'm on a hot. When you really think about it, ain't no wonder why
I'm so down for you.
Thank you.
For that shit that I bought ya. Swear to God I should be gone, be alone, cause I'd rather be with you and all your bullshit. I'd rather be with you and all your bullshit. I'd rather be with you and all your bullshit. I'd rather be with you and all your bullshit. You, yeah baby. Cannot pay for the shit that I bought ya. Yeah. Ooh, got me up on some drama. Knowing this shit is a problem. Yeah. But I got, I should be gone, be alone. But I'd rather be with you and all your bullshit. I'd rather be with you and all your bullshit. I'd rather be with you and all your bullshit. Rather be with you and all your rules. You, yeah, baby. You, ooh, yeah. You, yeah.
Know you got problems. You got a lot of problems. Know that way I like to stop, You got a lot of problems. Know you got problems.
explain to me what you're doing.
That's a video.
That's a video.
That's a video.
What you doing, not cool.
What you mean? That's a video.
You know what I mean. I don't want to see this. Listen, take a deep breath. Get the fuck out as well.
I should be a lover. I should be your friend. Bottles and tissues made up in your head. Money can pay for your time, but it's not love. And calling me back with some bullshit like water. Swear to God I should be home, be alone, but I'd rather be with you and all your bullshit. Rather be with you and all your bullshit. I'd rather be with you and all your bullshit. Rather be with you and all your
welcome, welcome, welcome. Good evening, everyone. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and this is Diva's Talk. And I'm joined once again tonight by my beautiful guest panel of divas. I got Lisa Lips. Hey, Diva, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, Diva. What's up?
Had a pretty good day. I was busy, but it was a good day nonetheless. Nonetheless, let me bring the other divas up in here. And I got my other diva, essentially Janice. How you doing tonight, Diva?
Hey, I'm doing all right. It's good to hear your voices.
Hey, Janice. Good to hear you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me bring my other diva in here. Lady A, how you doing tonight, Diva?
Good, good. How's everybody?
Oh,
good.
Good, good. Ladies, ladies, ladies. Tonight, we are talking about how do you relax? Thanks to my diva, Ms. Liz, I really didn't have a topic tonight. But before we get into the rest of the show, let me finish my introduction. As I was saying, this is Diva's Talk, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Divas, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Absolutely. Have to take it off.
I know that's right. I know that's right. And you know, we got a certain member of Epiphany that's been like flaunting his brand new Raw Links. I don't know if y'all seen it yet, but King Atterbury got some really dope new pieces, and I'm like, I only live like a 5-minute ride away from you know, from the CEO. You know, I need to get up over here because I'm feeling some type of way. I mean, I got a lot of Raw Links, but I don't think you can ever have too many, honestly.
Absolutely. I've been seeing those two black iridescent pieces he put out. Yes.
They are absolutely beautiful. Yeah, let me get into letting everybody know where they can get these Raw Links from. As I said, this is the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is sponsored by Raw Links. Now, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 to join us. And before I go any further, I want to give a shout-out to someone who is a very, very good friend of mine. He is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO and creator of those beautiful pieces of jewelry that we are thinking on, Raw Links. And his name is Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Yeah, baby, baby. And you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry on Amazon at Raw Links. And Raw Links, Be Raw at Facebook.com. And if you can't get them over there, holler at any one of us here in Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get to adorn your body with beautiful, precious gemstones and precious metals and even wood. And all of them, every one of his pieces, has healing power and great energy. All right.
They truly are beautiful. He does fantastic.
Yes, they are.
Fantastic work, and anybody would be thrilled to have one of his pieces of jewelry. I know I am.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm telling you, I'm getting over there. See, when I go to get my raw links, I always call them and tell them, I'm getting ready to put you to work. Well, he already knows what it needs. He already knows to pull out go in his workshop and get ready, because I'm coming to get some pieces. I can never get just one piece. It's like Pringles. You know, or like Lay's. You can't have just one. You have to have multiple pieces, and none of them are alike. There are no raw links that are the same. No two raw links that are the same. They are absolutely stunning, and I love them. Every time I leave there with some, and you don't want to leave. You want to continue to have him make something for you. Go ahead.
Yeah. They're really well made too. They're classy, and he does excellent work. They're stunning, actually. Yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. The pieces are amazing. You guys got to check them out. Please get over there to Facebook at Raw Links Be Raw and check out his work. I promise you won't be disappointed. I promise you that. Okay. And I don't put my name on just anything, but I put my stamp of approval on them. Okay.
Yeah.
Ladies. Or should I say divas? I'm going to start with you first. Ms. Lips, okay. How do you relax?
Well, today I went to happy hour at this little spot called Vibes. It's a cool little spot. Yeah, and all the waiters are wearing T-shirts that say positive vibes only.
Ooh,
it's a cool little spot. Yeah. Yeah, the drinks was drinking though, so I had to back up a little bit.
Yeah, it'd be like that sometimes, you know.
Yeah,
I get it.
And the food was amazing. Yeah, sometimes you know you go to happy hour and they water down the happy hour drinks. Not this place. Even the cherry in the drink was alcohol.
Damn. Okay. I see what you're talking about now. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. All right. That's what's up. I'm going to go over here to my diva, Janice. Essentially, Janice, how do you relax?
I'm a solo relaxer. Do naps count? Because I want to say naps.
You gotta get no more relaxed than a nap.
Listen, I just had one. That's why I sound so chill right now. I just had a nap. But I'm a solo relaxer, so I do things like spend time in nature. This particular season though, these summer bugs have been disrespectful, so I've been in the house a little bit more than normal. But creativity, that's the other way I honestly relax. That's actually what I prefer right now, because it's how I unwind also. So a fellow poet kind of coined this phrasing for me that I now have in my bio, visual producer. And so I spend time creating, and that's how I relax also.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Lady A, how do you relax?
Well, I feel really fortunate in a lot of ways because I relax with my painting. I do a lot of sketching and acrylic and oil painting and my writing. And the big thing for me is the ocean. I go to the beach, and even in the fall, it's a little colder. You just bundle up a little more. You still get that fresh air and the sound of the water and So I have those ways to relax, and it's very helpful to me.
I think that is one of the things that I'm not going to say envy, but I long for to live by the water. I'm not far from like the waters here in Philadelphia, but I'm far enough where I can just walk out my door and you know, walk a few feet and I to enjoy the sound and the smell and just all of that, the sight, the water, you know. So, it's a beautiful thing. It's got to be the most serene thing to be by water. And, you know, the doctors say it's necessary for us to be by the water at least every day, be near some water.
Well, you can get grounded. You get your soul gets grounded in the with your feet in the sand and in the water. There's just something about it. I don't know. I always envision it's part of, you know, how we lived for 9 months, you know, in salt water. And there's just something very cathartic and comforting about it, for sure.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. I'm going to tell you, ladies, how I relax. Okay. My hobbies relax me because I meditate while I'm doing what I'm doing. And one of them, I can't even say that poetry is a hobby. It's a, that's just everything to me. It's very relaxing. My crocheting, that's my number one thing where I relax. I actually go into a meditative state. And then there's another way that I relax. I'm a stargazer. I love to look up in the night sky and just see how each, you know, I don't know if I'm actually looking at the planets or I'm looking at the stars, but it's more so the way that the stars hit the, you know, twinkle. But it's something else weird that I like to do. I don't know about anybody else, but I like to see the city lights. Even just a clear street, and once in a blue, a car ride down there, and just see the lamp posts. It's something very soothing about that for me. And then the sound of distant traffic. It's very, very relaxing for me. So I don't know. I think because when I was coming up, the part of the city that I lived in, it wasn't far from a main street. But it was far enough to where the sound of the traffic was distant and light, and it just was so relaxing, you know. And then the sound, I lived where it's a lot of trees and green land around me, and the air smells different when you are around a lot of plants and stuff, and it sounds differently because it hits the atmosphere. It just, everything is just different than the busyness of being where it's a lot of traffic and a lot of people around. So that's my way. That is the way I do it. So,
but
I get
true
into
it's true too that the things that we grow up with, that nostalgia is what is relaxing to us. Yeah, I grew up in farm country. I lived way out in the country, and I lived in a little town that survived on the water. We were right on the edge of the Chesapeake Bay in Maryland. So the smell of fresh earth and the sound of rain and those kinds of things were things that are very familiar to me. And also, like Lady A was saying, being out by the water, you know, because, you know, I could drive 10 minutes and, you know, be sitting on the edge of the Chesapeake Bay. And I loved being able to go near the water, you know, and having moved away from that, now I find water everywhere I go. Whatever city I move into, I try to find a body of water that I can run out to, you know, just to be by the water.
Absolutely. How could I forget to talk about rain? The rain? Are you kidding me? I am the only, I think I'm the only person I know on this side of town that will walk in the rain without an umbrella. Okay, I think it's like a, I don't know whether it's the hippie in me or the gypsy in me, but I will stand out, and the harder it rains, the more I love it. A couple weeks ago, it was a major, major rainstorm. And it's something about the summer rain that does it for me. Yeah. I went out in the rain. I put on a jumper, just a little short jumper and a tank top, and I went out there and I took my slides off and I stood on the ground barefoot, and I just stood in the rain. Yeah. I spread my locks open so they could get soaked really good. A couple of my neighbors were peeping times. I seen them watching me, but that's okay. It's all right. But I stood there for about a good half hour in the rain and just let it run all over me. And then I sat down on my steps still in the rain, and I meditated. When I got in the house, my son just looked at me like, oh, boy, she's at it again. And I came in, and because I had oils already in my hair from having it done before, I had to go and, like, shampoo after I let the rain hit it. But and I decided I want to style my hair. I curled my locks, and the curls just came out, like, better than I had imagined. Okay.
The rain did that.
Oh, my God. Literally, it's just the rain. It just makes you, it's spiritual. It takes you somewhere else, especially if you're standing barefoot. It's a beautiful thing.
The rain is kind of a sacred thing for me as well. When I was really, really little, my mother grew up very, very poor. And when I was coming up, I was an only child for 10 years. So sometimes it would just be me and mom at home, and she would see a rainstorm coming, and she would open a fresh bar of Ivory soap and take me out in the yard and wash my hair in the rain. And to this day, I still do it, you know, in the summertime. I keep a box of Ivory soap in my house, and if I catch a good rainstorm, I go outside and wash my hair in the rain.
Oh, that sounds so good.
It's amazing what the natural things in nature, I know that sounds funny, natural things in nature can do for you spiritually, mentally, physically. I swear I think I got two shades lighter after I came out of rain. Because I feel like I released something. You know, and the person rode by and they were saying, enjoy. I said, oh, ma'am, thank you. But ladies, we got callers up in here and we're going to get into some poetry. Yes, yes, yes. But before we do, I want to pay the bills up in here, you know, because if we don't do that, it's going to be an issue. So I'm going to do this and we'll be right back. Ladies, get your pieces ready. Welcome back to Diva's Talk. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 and join us. Ladies, I am going to start with Lady A. What did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
I brought something that speaks to every aspect of relaxation and love, and it's actually a poet biography. And here it goes.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. My preference is music. Soothes my aching spirit. Good conversation with depth and articulation. With my conscience, I do vote. No party lines to tote. Politicians change direction when they see my list of questions. A 79 Corvette, T-top cherry red. She growls, classic for a redhead. Flower child, a hippie on the cusp. Make love, not war, simply was a must. The Eagles and John Lennon, earbuds in, I'm in heaven. Beach, sand, sun and ocean, sun hats and waves in motion. Poetry, my salvation, cathartic communication. Rhyme is my forte, words, a linguistic bouquet. White wine, a glass or two, infrequent as a moon that's blue. I've seen the damage it incurs in drunken rages and life's a blur. My daughters mean the world to me. When I die, this is my plea. Upon the granite must be written, above all else, she loved her children. End poem.
There you go. You woo us with your poetry. Mm-hmm. You know that? You do. You have this, I don't know if it's your tone, your energy, it's something about when you spit your pieces that I think of Harlequin romances, novels, and just, I don't know, you throw a little bit of, your wordplay is, can't say Shakespearean. It's more along the female Edgar Allan Poe. And I just love it.
Thank you.
Poetry, my salvation. And you say words are linguistic. What was that you said?
Okay. Let me see here. Where did I find it? Okay, words, a linguistic bouquet. Rhyme is my forte, and words a linguistic bouquet.
Beautiful, beautiful. You just turn it into, you turn poetry into poetry. It's just beautiful. Ladies, what do you have for me?
Yeah, I've always, you have a very class delivery. You're in the, you put me in the mind of the way that Hemingway spoke his poetry. You have a very classic delivery that's very, it draws you into the story and makes you feel what you're feeling. And I always appreciate to hear your thoughts and the way that you put your lines together. It's very beautiful.
Thank you so very much. Wow.
Denise?
Yeah, I'm in agreement. I was thinking that it's the classical style as well. What I envisioned was like transparent snapshots of things that were personal to you and that were important and that mean the world to you. I love the transparency of it. But yeah, it's a classical feel. I enjoy listening to your delivery very, very much.
Absolutely. That's the word I was looking for. I think that's the word I was looking for, but it's, yes, beautiful, beautiful. All right.
Thanks. You're so kind. Thank you.
You're welcome. Essentially, Janine, you are up now. What did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
I almost changed my piece, but I couldn't find it. So I do have something about, I do have something to share. Yeah.
All right. Well, mic is yours.
I'm going to try this thing with music. We'll see if this works. Captions on. pensive music played, reminiscent of all of the ways I've moved. Without the fullness of my presence, hastened to acquiesce to the peace found in silence, reluctant to go to war with internal dialogue that was never mine. Remove it from my mind. Meet those voiceovers determined to keep me underwhelmed. Upon reflection and the turning of these pages, I recognize the art apparent, the truthfulness, the honesty in accepting one's own, uplifting music played, but not as forced and repeated cliches, moving in motion, strong emotions flashing as stiff art, progressing in increments, stop motion even. Are we really moving, or are we standing still, projecting impressions still static, holding on to erratically, seeking imagery? Think of me. Do I care? Essentially.
It's something about the way that you ask, what do you think of me? And then you come right back and say, do I even care? The softness, you have a gentleness in your tone, but the words are very, very direct. The message that you are trying to get across to whoever that lucky motherfucker is that you're speaking to, okay? And it moves me. I sit and I'm like, ooh, what you gonna say next? Come on. I love it. I love you. You know I'm a fan. And you always paint a picture. I told you I can smell the smells in the air. I can feel it. I can hear the people's footsteps walking. Everything. This is just what you do for me with your poetry. And I just love it. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. When you do pose those questions, you are Leo, right? That Leo comes out in them questions.
Listen, I agree. I don't always do the questions, but it feels different. It feels different when I do the questions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Like, you going to answer me regardless. No matter how soft spoken. It's just that's what comes out in those questions, and that just does it for the piece, period. Man, I love it. Miss Lips, what you got for that? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Shani.
No, I was just saying I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's such quiet power to everything you do. You don't have to be forceful or be loud or to be outstanding in some way in order for your message to be heard. Every word you speak has power, and it draws its own attention because no matter how soft-spoken you are, you're not a pushover person, and it comes through in your poetry. I may be soft-spoken. I may choose to play the wall, but I'm not the one to play with. And that's the way your poetry comes across.
I love it. Thank you.
That quiet power, yes. That right there, oh, man, I like that. Yes. Lady A, what you got for that?
You could have taken the words right out of my mouth, Lisa. I agree 100%. Janice, your voice, the softness of your voice is your strength. And it is a powerhouse voice, even if it's softly spoken. And your message does come across with that strength. And, you command attention. And it's really a special gift that you have to have that gentleness and that softness because it is superpower.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Absolutely. All right. Miss Lip. What did you bring for our listeners? pleasure tonight.
Well, I think I can speak for all of us in saying that our pens are part of what makes us who we are, and the relaxation and the therapy that lives in it. So that's what I'm bringing tonight.
The mic is yours.
This piece is called I Write. Tapping that vein to take another hit. A new pen full of beautiful black ink. I write out my feelings, frustrations, and fears. I write when nobody can understand my tears. I write when I'm suffering and feeling alone. I write because sometimes I don't feel at home. I write when my body is missing the touch of someone who loves me and needs me so much. I write when the media shows me harsh things and I can't comprehend all the trouble it brings. I write because I write, and I write because it's right. I write in the day and I write in the night, but mostly I write because it never fails to stay with me through all this life does entail. Because all through my life so much fell away, and no one believed in what I had to say but my pen. To understand my lifelong addiction is poetry, and it's my lifelong mission to express. So if you're trying to understand me, come listen to the fly speak of my poetry. I'm lit, and you've just been serviced.
All the reasons, yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. All the reasons to write. Every reason to write. And you're right. The reason that we do write is because of everything that we experience in this life. Oh, mm-hmm. Man, I can't say enough about this piece. If I keep talking, the whole show going to be over. That was beautiful. that one has just become my favorite by you just now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, that was a powerful metaphor, too. That was a powerful metaphor, too. A pen full of black ink.
Ooh,
and,
yes.
You know, the underlying about it being an addiction, that was a powerful metaphor.
Yes,
well done.
Yes, I loved it. Lady A, what you have for that?
Yes, I think I agree with you that when you speak about tapping the vein to take another hit and that being your pen, but the metaphor that you have throughout the poem is great, but there's a revealing quality about your writing. Whenever you write, whatever I've heard you write or heard you speak your pieces, there's a revelation of who you really are. And that comes through very clearly, and you show yourself as vulnerable. You know, you're not afraid to be real in all of you say. And I think that I love the line when you talked about. Can you read that? No one believed me. Can you read that line there? That and the next line again, please.
Toward
the end.
Mostly I write because it never fails to stay with me through all this life does entail, because all through my life so much fell away and no one believed in what I had to say but my pen.
Yeah. Oh, that was just really fantastic. And it is an addiction. You did this beautifully.
Thank you.
And what a beautiful soul you have. That's what shines to me when I hear you.
Sometimes
absolutely.
Being a genuine person is way more difficult because everybody seems to have a game anymore. So being genuine, people are always looking for what my angle is, and I don't have one. I just am who I am.
Okay. Beautiful, beautiful work. Thank you so much, Divas. All right, so I got something that I wrote recently, and I think the first time I spit it was actually Monday night. But I'm going to give it to y'all again. All right? So So this is called My Eternity. Come give me your sweetness. Now there's you, there is no weakness. Lying safe within your arms, I'm born again. I know miracles never run out because my friends have all the love they deserve and been longing for, and I love that for them. So I stay open to the possibility of perhaps someday I'll receive mine. And I won't deny I'm writing this with partial blurred vision from holding back tears welling up in my heart. But it's just remnants of a loneliness hold, some abandonment, heartbreak, and lies told. See, I used to wonder how someone could love and would continue to love through heartbreak and even afterward, through the loneliness. So when you come to me, come in peace. Not in pieces trying to give me destruction covered in a thin layer of pacifying love. Because I don't chase hearts anymore. I know myself. And I deserve a love that's a safe place for my soul. And I'm grateful that my heart won't grow hard and cold. Because when true love does show up, the opening for the love I have to give will be all the space needed within me still. For the one who won't snatch his heart from me because we have some imbalance sometimes. For the one who knows everything about me and will still see room for growth from the life in my eyes. For the one who I don't have to love in the dark because he knows that I am the keeper of his royalty. His escape from an unruly, disrespectful world and the guardian of a sacred space of trust for his heart, mind, and soul. So I don't need rescuing. I need the secure slumber in my forever night's arms. My always waking greeted kiss with the rising sun. I need the eyes that look back at me where I see my eternity. And that's it.
Wow. You're another poet who shows you're very vulnerable, but very strong. I think all of your experiences in your life have made you this way, and that you can stand on your own 2 feet. But there's always that longing for someone to love you and for you to love them. And you're so giving. It shows that giving part of yourself when yeah, I am the guardian of his heart, mind, and soul.
Mm-hmm.
And then the strength about that comes that I don't need rescuing. You know, this is something, love is something that is an addition to your already queendom, if you will.
Oh,
beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
It was the come to me in peace and not in pieces line that got me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That line. Because when you are a giving soul, when you have that gentleness, that love and light, broken people are drawn to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And so then you have to figure out just how much of this brokenness you're intending to fix if they're coming into your life. And you get to a point where you can't fix anybody else because fixing them is breaking you. So you do need that someone that's going to come in peace, that's going to come and be the support that you haven't had because you've been everybody else's support. That was the line that rung with me.
Thank you.
So two things I wanted to tell you. Whenever you sing and I have my phone on speaker, my youngest is near me, he stops everything that he's doing and he listens so intently. He loves your voice.
Oh,
you, he started humming along. He started humming along at one point. Like, he loves your voice. The other thing that I take away from your pieces is I find myself reassessing. Like, you have lessons weaved throughout, and it makes me think about how going through pain doesn't have to change you. Mm-hmm. And it makes me pause and consider what I can learn from that, what I can make sure that I'm not allowing to happen, because you hold out mm-hmm. that hope, that love is still there, both in you and what you're having access enough to give to someone else. So I really love that throughout all of your pieces, and especially in this one.
Oh, thank you so much, Divas. I appreciate this so much. Thank you. Now, ladies, are you ready for some more poetry? Because we got some callers up in here, and, I mean, they always bring some amazing poetry themselves. I'm a fan of each and every one of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so let's get to this. The first artist we have on the mic is C-Double 34 Music, y'all. Here come. Hey, C-Double, welcome to Divas Talk. How you doing?
I'm doing quite well. How are you, La Perla Negra? How are you, Lady A? How are you, Lisa Lips? And how is my Janet Jackson / Regine Hunter / Tootie, a.k.a. essentially Johnny's?
I love that. Going amazing. How are you?
Yeah, you know how to do it.
Yes.
That's what's up. Well, yes, welcome to Divas Talk. Tonight.
Thank you.
We are asking the question. We want to know, how do you relax?
Oh, that should be simple. I dig in the crates. That's basically what I do. Dig in the crates in Dexter's lab. That's my therapy. That's my liquor. That's my vibe. That's my pornography, or whatever you want to call it. It's where I'm at. And I just, anytime things get all stressful, I can always escape there.
Okay.
I love that.
I like that. Yes, I do. I gotta say something. Every time you say you were in the lab, Dexter's lab, my two oldest used to go at it all the time. You're talking about two fire signs, a Leo and an Aries, okay, who just do not back down. So when they would play together from time to time when they were little, I would always hear my son fussing at my daughter, and she would just be giggling and real aloof, and I always think about that. Oh, baby, you don't know anything, you know. And I would hear her saying, "Hey, Jack, what are you doing today?" And her running around, and every time you say you in the lab, this is what I'm hearing, and I'm seeing my kids though playing it out. Okay, but your way of relaxing—that's an awesome thing right there. Yes. Tell me something, and then I'm going to let my other divas speak. Do you still have 12-inch vinyl and 45s?
I wish I did. My mother is trying to give me that collection, and I'm like, you're still around. Keep the collection. I go virtual. Anything I see on YouTube, or anything that I can get from my own CD collection, whether it's, you know, movie scores or gospel, country, whatever it is, whatever, it may be a commercial. I don't know. I'm about to do a commercial and sample from that. It's just my mind. That's what it does. I think of these things, and that's how it goes.
Okay. All right. Ladies, you want to say anything before he gets on the mic and woos us and does what he does.
I think of these things on a t-shirt. I need you to get that on a t-shirt.
That's what
man.
Yes.
You
yes.
give me ideas.
Yes, that's merch. Do it.
Yeah. People love talking t-shirts. I know I do.
I think the love of the music is where I connect with you, having grown up with, my father was the original black cowboy. He loved country music, but he also had this whole collection of 50s, 45s, and LPs that he used to play. And I have now inherited a lot of that stuff and still have his vinyls. And so, yeah, I get it, you know, having this love for every genre of music. There's something in everything that you can listen to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Okay. That's what's up. Lady A, you want to squeeze in here real quick? We got to get to these other callers, too, after this.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you're a smooth operator. And you have a depth to you that is quite powerful, I think. And I'd like to hear, like when I listen to your poetry, it speaks to me that way, that you have a strength to you that, and a resolve that your poetry shows the stature of the kind of man that you are, I think. You have... that way about you and your thoughts, and you speak those in that way so that others can get that message that you have truth behind your, you walk the walk and you talk the talk. Let's just put it that way.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Lady A,
yes.
When you said smooth operator, all I could think about it was the beginning when Sade sounded like she's one of those dispatch at the airport.
Oh, wow.
Take it high, say. Take it high, say. Going to Chicago. Love in seven languages.
All right, let's get to some poetry. See, Double, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
I brought this piece called Me Minus the Words.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. If this poetry thing wasn't around, I'd be boxed in squarely. Voice cloaked in mystery, playing it safe and burden bearing. Scared of opinions and wondering if anybody's even caring about what I say between the lines on this paper, educating my neighbors. I'd be hidden in my shyness, which is now social anxiety disorder, which is quite sad that I wouldn't have impact across the borders. And just so you know, this conversation is being recorded for future generations because my shyness behind the scenes would have me take prescribed pills with side effects like nausea, suicidal thoughts, and vertigo in a zombie state of virtual vertical numbness up close and personal. Indemnity to ask doctors, is this right for me indefinitely? While I witness them shedding skin from the snakes they pretend to be. I'd be invisible to the point of irrelevance, taking things from face value from every news reporter and reverend. I would marry Lorena Bobbitt and become effeminate as she'd chop off my manhood and I'd wear maxi pads as testicles. Children, Google search those last two bars for reference. I'd be seeking my purpose while I burst the pus from protruding bumps. So many obstacles tackling my clinging thoughts that I ought to strangle the angles of mathematics of those asthmatic. Without words, I'd worry about my imprisoned sentences that are arrested by my senses and zoned out of storms that have no cadences. Could you imagine me wearing a skirt like Jaden Smith or a guy in the month of August entangled in locks by Jada's kiss. Neither can I, and I will not remain in scripts. I spit metaphors through megaphones echoed in an empty mega church. I'd be that supersized rental car company built on high decibels, better known as a megahertz. I'd be that coroner in the corner with a Mr. T gold chain starter kit, and I pity any fool in pain is what I choose to predict. I'm not interested in being an introvert because I'm in this verse. My thoughts may seem random, but my thinking is critical. It's a part of me. And when you hear them, it's serious. Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of my life when I, first named Clarence, receives the clearance to kick your ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum. Take my words away, and they'll be troublesome. My words free you from the cumbersome, and when the poetry hits, I hope you come undone. That's that piece.
Wow.
You
wait a minute. Hold on. Can we go back to the maxi pad part? What was this shit?
Yes, yeah, the Lorena Bobbitt lines. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm like, yo. Oh, God. I was trying to put my hair up right to get it off of my shoulders and my back, and I froze. Like, what did he just say? And I love the
line. What's my line?
You know what? I may watch They Live tonight because that is one of my favorite shows. That's the only movie I actually saw Roddy Piper in. But I love that show. And that one line right there, he said, I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Yes.
That is my shot right there. Oh, I love that piece. Oh, my God. Lisa Lips, what you got for that?
Listen, that was serious. All of that you just said, I'm like, I was just like ticking off lines. I was like, ooh. That was ridiculously off the damn chain. I love it.
Yo, that was funny as hell. You do that
thank
all
you.
The time, though. That is part of you. Ever since the first time I heard you spit, you came with a very serious piece the first time, but you still used a lot of cliches and a lot of lines from different movies and songs. I'm like, damn. But you were spitting truth that I knew gonna piss off some people in higher up places. I'm like, you know you done piss some people off. I remember that piece, man. It was dope. But you have done this with so many of your pieces, I come to expect it. If I don't hear it, I'm going to be like, wait a minute, something's missing. But that was a dope piece. That was really, really dope. I'm going to leave that one alone. What you got for that, Lady A?
Yeah, I agree with everybody. But Clarence, you have a, you know, it's almost like you, when you're listening, you're heading in one direction and then bang, you get hit between the eyes with, you know, the utter and clear facts of life and the world, you know, and you don't mince words, and I like that you're brave enough to speak your mind when you're, you know, in disagreement with something or you want to make a point about something else, and it, you know, you don't play around with it, you just say it like it is, and then you add humor to that, and it makes it so entertaining as well. So, well done.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Let me see. I know my diva was having a little bit of technical difficulties. Are you there, essentially? Okay, so she'll be back. She'll be back. All right. See, Double, I almost called by your government. Almost.
No, see, they already track me. They know me.
I do not want to be a conspirator in that. I don't. Okay, so I got your back. I'm trying to protect you and cover you. But what
look,
I'm going to
they,
do
look,
is,
they know. Look, they know my Chinese alias also. So I don't want to even express that right now.
I don't even know it, so don't even tell me, because they might try to drill into my memory or something.
No, you know what? Forget it. I don't care. It's Hung Lo.
That is it. Take my arm. We're going over here to the Temptation Station in the lounge. All right. Thank you for coming by and giving us that amazing piece. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to all of you ladies.
Thanks, Paris.
Wow. You know what? I ain't playing with him. I ain't playing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for this next artist to come through and give us some amazing poetry? Because we got us one half host. He is a host in the Epiphany family. He is one half host of the Just Jay and Gina show. And I believe they have another thing going on, but I'll let him tell you about that after he spits his poetry. We got ourselves a Just Jay. Hey, Jay, welcome to Divas Talk. How you doing tonight?
I want y'all to know that if y'all ever have a vacancy on this panel y'all got right here, I'm your man.
Okay,
oh,
wow. That's what's up. Might have to change it around to Divas Talk with a Gentleman. We'll see. We'll work it out. We'll work something out.
No, this panel is everything, though. That's what I'm trying to say.
Thank you. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, off the bed tonight like a normal adult would, you know, instead of trying to figure out what I'm missing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what's up. That is absolutely.
Yeah, I have a tendency to have to get up at 4:30 in the morning and get up and go to bed to wait till late. But hey to everybody in the studio.
Okay.
Hey, Justin.
Hey.
Well, tonight, Jay, we want to know, how do you relax?
How do I relax? I don't do anything. The less I do, the better. That's my way of relaxing, because I'm always having to do things. So just to have those times where I don't do anything, even if it's something for me to do, I didn't put in my head, like, I can't do it. So I just go ahead and relax from that point forward.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that. It is nothing wrong with that. We all have different ways of falling back and relaxing. If we didn't, you know, the world would be a little bit boring, I think.
That in itself is a skill. It's hard to just turn yourself off sometimes. Because sometimes it is because some of these distractions are relaxing.
That
mind keeps turning, so that's a skill.
Absolutely.
I haven't perfected it. I'm just trying.
Well, practice makes perfect. That's where it comes from. So you keep on trying and trying. I had to do that this morning. I was a little out of sorts, and my thoughts were reverting back to just coming at me, and I had to remember to tell myself they're just thoughts and they're going to be there, so calm down. And that is what helps me to come back down to an even level, because it used to be a time where I would try to fight my thoughts, like, oh, my God, I don't want to think about this, I don't want to think about that, but you can't just turn your thoughts off. It doesn't work like that. But once you talk to yourself and spirit and let yourself know, you know, thoughts are thoughts and they're going to be there, they don't so much plague you anymore. And you can quiet them. You can't turn them off, but you can quiet them. So, you're right. misslips. You can't just shout them out like that. So that, but that's one of my little tricks that I use to help me. And it took me a long time to get to mastering that. You know, I'm still working on it. But
right.
That's just the way it is, you know. Now, Just Jay, you know I am,
yes,
am a mega fan of your poetry. I love to listen to you spit. So what did you bring tonight for our listening pleasure?
I brought in a piece about peace.
Oh, all right. Well, the mic is yours.
Yep. Ladies are doing a smashingly good job. Peaceful chaos is that strong undercurrent just under the serene surface of a mighty river named Arkansas. The shiny and smooth surface that reflects like smoked mirrors, motionless, still, sleepy and tired, so inviting. As you think you see a glitch in the matrix, but it was actually a rocketing piece of debris through the murkiness of this false bottom. How calm to the touch peaceful chaos can be. Something supple, but explosive. Feel its warm and tumultuous rhythm as I put my ear to the back of the water, investigating the secrets of its humble beginnings, trying to hear its harmony. But all I get is the sound of silence and a wet ear. As I leer into the void, as I fathom defeat, focusing my wide-open gaze through the chocolatey, milky, glistening, wavy surface, as my resolution becomes clearer, the leagues reach up from the deep, as a conscious mind enjoys slumber and sleep. Peaceful chaos will not weep if you sleep in its depths. Wake up. You almost fell in. Cool.
Wow.
My goodness.
Essentially, you
I like that I have questions. I like that I have questions lingering. Like, I'm a fan of open pieces where it's, the interpretation can be so many different things. I want to know what inspired it, but I also kind of don't want to know. peaceful chaos. Like, I wanted to work on something about chaos this week, so I'm absolutely going to be talking to you about that in the back channel, but can you give us a little glimpse of the inspiration for this without telling me, because I want to work on something about chaos?
This is actually a piece about the Arkansas River. A lot of people have drowned in that river, and sometimes when you look out there, it just looks so still. But sometimes you'll see a boat that's in the water and it's trying to go against the current, and it'd be having this the motor turned wide open, and it's just bouncing and sitting in one spot. The water down here is almost like chocolate milk. You put your hands a couple of inches under there, your hand disappears.
Wow.
I was wondering, because you mentioned Arkansas briefly just that one time, and I was thinking, is that important? That was dope. I love that.
Thank you. I appreciate you for listening to that too, Janice. And I'll be interested in seeing where the take you took from it.
Listen, I need to write about chaos so bad right now.
Wow.
Hey, a lot of it out here. Just take your pick.
Wow. Miss Lips?
Yeah, that Janice brought up a lot of the points that I wanted to ask about as well. Because I did catch the Arkansas line, and I've never been there, but I've also heard other people speak about that river. So it's funny how the power of that water can look so peaceful, but yet be chaotic. And I get it, you know, I get what you're saying, because you know, water is very deceiving sometimes. It can be a respite for us, but it can also be the most destructive force there is. And that all came across in that piece.
Thank you, Miss Liz. I appreciate you.
Lady A.
Yes, I have to agree with that statement. I think that the peaceful chaos is a perfect title because on one hand you have that peacefulness of the river running and the sound of it bubbling and running, and then you have the danger of it, the power of Mother Nature being able to destroy everything in its path, and you were able to portray that. But it was also, I felt, you could, and this is the beauty about poetry, because you can have your multiple people give you multiple different opinions and what they get out of it. So part of your poem I also felt was like a metaphor for a relationship, the peacefulness and the chaos of a relationship. So I felt that as well. And and of course your voice is quite mesmerizing at times too. So everything combined, it turned out to be a really terrific read.
Thank you. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It. The last couple of verses, the leagues reach from the deep as a conscious mind enjoys slumber and sleep, meaning that you've been looking into it for so long it starts to hypnotize you.
Still waters run deep, for sure. That's a beautiful piece, and yes, it makes you think. And I have this thing where so first off, I don't know anything about Arkansas. Nothing. Okay. Not a thing. But to hear
it's
you
hot
talk
as hell
about,
right now. You know one thing.
Okay. I think that's all wise, honey. Man, look. It's cool within my house. It's cool, right? But I stepped outside this morning. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And I don't have I have a fan, but you know it's always cooler inside or hotter inside than it is outside. And I got to walk, and I'm like, now look, this is not what I signed up for. This was deceitful, and it is just wrong. But I had to keep going. Yes, disrespectful. And I had my hair hanging down today, too. I don't wear my hair hanging down. I keep it in a bun because I'm going through a change. And when them flashes hit, it ain't no fun. Okay? But that piece was amazing, as always, Jay. And, yes, your voice is mesmerizing. When you are spitting your pieces, you go into – it's almost like a character because you – your tone doesn't change, but it's something about your delivery. It shifts into something else. It's like, hear me.
Hypnotic.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful, though. Man, you took me back to a piece where I said it wasn't peaceful chaos. I think I said I asked for love or something, and they sent me beautiful chaos. And that had to do with a relationship where the person outside, they were beautiful, they were amazing, but inside they were just at war. And it showed within our relationship all throughout it. And, man, that piece was amazing. It really, really was. Now, before I let you, skate off into whatever part of the world it is that you're going to, can you tell everybody what you have going on within the world of Epiphany Radio Universe? And you got something else going on outside, too.
Yes, ma'am. We have Dr. Russ Livingston going to come into the Jess, Jay, and Gina show. He's a psychologist or psychiatrist. I'm not for sure what he is. He does really good poetry, though. He does a lot of activism work also. So we're going to go ahead and chop it up with my mans. We opened our houses up over there in Epiphany around the same time, and the stress was intentional listening that way, like you guys are doing tonight, to sit there and actually listen to the poets. We've noticed that we become better poets by sitting and listening to poets. It's almost the same way they did this experiment where they had a person do 100 free throws, and then they had another person just think about shooting 100 free throws in their mind, and their percentages comparable as they went up. So just by us listening and hearing those nuances in there, us as poets, like you guys are doing here tonight, we make ourselves better. That's going to be Saturday, the Just Jay and Gina Show, 319-527-6300, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. Come on over there and check out Dr. Russ Livingston. We'll be giving this man an interview. Outside of that, we don't have anything. Oh, we have a big act lined up for Clubhouse. We just have to get the go-ahead from the people that will be involved with that. We have a tandem that we're trying to bring in. You guys will be the first to know. I promise y'all. Y'all will be the first to know who they are.
All right. Awesome. Can you post that info on the event page so everybody can see it? Because I'm a
yes, ma'am. I will.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to get Lady A to escort you over to the Temptation Station. All right. While we
come
pay
on,
some
baby.
Bills.
Come on.
One love, one night.
From Harlem Nights. Come on, babies.
One love, one life.
Y'all take care.
Wow. All right, ladies, I'm going to pay the bills once again, and I'll be right back.
Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network.
Gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 and join us. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, coming to the mic next, this next artist is my brother, one of my favorite New York joints. We got ourselves Javi. Hey, Javi, welcome to Divas Talk. How you doing tonight?
I'm back here. I'm in here grinding. I decided to take a break, listen to the show, come through. We are entering mass production. Because the drippiness must be drippy. So I'm in the midst of making some very drippy things.
That's all right. You can drip over here too if you want.
That's poetry. You know what I'm saying? I want this next set, I kind of want people to pop out and be like, they were like, he didn't make it like that for me. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, that's the topic.
I know. Oh, got my divas up in here. We got this Lisa Lips. We got essentially Janice, and we got Lady A. And we've been waiting to hear something from you. Mm-hmm.
You got Lisa Lips. You got the super smiling and very beautiful, alluring eyes, and Lady A, who is not magnificently filthy on Tuesday. I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared. I was like, you one of them people, huh? Well, answer these questions. I got some questions. There are questions I need to ask. Sorry, you got to warm it up like a stove. I'm like, all right, I see you, Uncle Troy, and I'll get burned, I'll get you. All right. Ain't nothing like, you know, having a hot oven. You can put a bun in it. It's great.
Guess what, Dr. Frankenstein? Griffin is your monster, okay? You created Griffin, okay? So, if there's anything questionable, you're responsible.
You know, I kind of figured that I wasn't off the hook for it, but, you know, you could try.
All right, so tonight we want to know, how do you relax?
I don't.
I know, but yeah. I had to ask anyway.
You got to force me to relax. But if there's a sure shot way to stop me in my tracks, you got to play in my hair and rub stuff in my beard. And I'm pretty much mobile for however long that happens.
Okay. Yeah, because you even on the go when you're eating.
I got new rules for eating. So when I eat, I focus on eating, like, because I be shoveling. And so I'm changing that. Like, I've been, you know, doing the whole thing, change the diet, eat more fruits, seeded fruits and things like that. So now when I get on the phone, like, I will tell people, I'm like, listen, I'm going to eat. I'm not going to talk while I'm eating. This way, I'm going to focus on my digestion and things like that. You know, you got something issues, you got to do stuff like that. But, you know, but Lisa Lips can certify me. You know, if you're playing in my hair and you're twisting my hair and you're rubbing my beard, I'm out.
Absolutely. Okay. As recently I experienced, he was so sound off asleep somewhere. Rare was twisting his locks and I was oiling his beard. He was done.
Wow.
It would have been an earthquake and he wouldn't have moved.
I was gone. And there's pictures of me sleeping. And I was like, man, you know, most listening to the episode.
Wow.
Listen, that's a whole love language. I'm just telling you, you know. And then I woke up, my hair was twisted, my beard was glistening, and I didn't have to put it between nobody's legs. This is great.
Beautiful, though. That's all love, though. That's beautiful, though.
I'm being real.
That's
precise. No, look.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, Javi, what did you bring? Y'all, I have to say this, okay? You know that when he reads, he makes love to all of us, okay? It's just something he does. So, but I'm still going to ask, what did you bring for our listening pleasure?
I did not bring any of that kind of poetry to this evening.
Javi, you could read Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, The Cow Jumped Over the Damn Moon, and it would still be making love to our ears. It's the way that you say it, okay? It's your voice. It's your energy switch.
What is going on here? What is happening?
I'm trying to tell you. Look, you ladies know I'm speaking facts. Y'all know that. Okay.
You are.
I'm just sitting here shaking my head.
Okay.
You just shaking your head?
I'm just shaking my
head. Hey, Johnny. Hi, Johnny. Hi. What's going on? Hey, let me stop.
All right. I want you to go ahead and give us something. It doesn't matter what you say. You can speak English if you want.
I'm gonna get into my melancholy. So hold on, let me get my joint ready. Ready.
The mic is yours.
Okay. I heard it said that a man is not supposed to cry, but here I am, brown liquor in the hand, lamenting and regretting what we used to be, praying that you'll come back to me. The space in my bed misses the weight of your body occupying the sheets and comforter, the sweet smell of your perfume and the volume of sensual sighs, an elixir that I drank deep and excited by my arousal. It endowed my passion to reach deep inside of you, to grow your desire, to bring about orgasms of this earth, wind, and fire. The salt inside each drop seasons the good memories of you and makes it hard to stop. And I could cry a river as my heart is cut into slivers of ribbons that no longer float in the sky. I feel the darkness envelop me as I lose the light that we used to be. And what I would give to feel the whisper of your lips, parting to taste mine. My flesh intermeshed, candlelight licking pantomime shadows, walls telling stories of bodies and their movements, moans penetrating silence while our sex makes violence, passionate. Not painful, drainful as we empty into each other. In time that we are full and sleepy, wanting to feel your wanton submissiveness, asking for me to enter, to beg for me to let you come, and me teaching you hesitation to build your elation until you spill all over me and I taste you greedily. How our bodies in the shower never seemed to get clean, no matter how many times we soaked each other up. The porcelain was never excluded from our touch. Showerhood rains would explain, and all I have is this pain and memory. It's the same, and it's hurting me. I didn't mean to lose you or your trust when your sex was enough, when your love was enough, when you could be all that I needed. So I conceded to lust and let the ease of sliding up in another to please my ego, letting my manhood speak as I enter her. And once you knew and let go, you meant everything to me. I needed to grow up. Don't let this end abrupt. I know you don't believe me, but when I told you I would do better, I'd be better. I just sit here, ponder, while I drink. Days in the haze, ascertaining all that good that you meant to me. I'm lost without you, and now I'm really stuck with me. And that's the piece.
And here I sit again.
Mojave, you know, I love you. From the soles of my feet to the tips of my locks, I love you and above. But sometimes to disown you as family, because I can't help myself with your poetry, goddammit. Shit. I have to recoup after listening to you sometimes. That was beautiful. And that ending line, lost without you, just those few words right there, they just yank at everything within you. And you got to try and hold on to yourself, keep from losing yourself in your poetry. Lord have mercy. Ms. Lip.
Everything she just said and the fact that I'm sitting here alone listening to you speak that way, and the air conditioner is blowing, and I'm still fanning because it's still hot in here. Jesus. it's the delivery. It's the words that you speak. It's the way you use your voice as your instrument. You are amazing. As much as we are friends and as much as I lean into you as a friend, your poetry makes my underwear run down the street looking for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good night.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Oh, my God.
The moisture in the panties. Oh.
Man.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah. He knows that delivery is dangerous. So listen, you at the beginning you said something about dipping into melancholy, right? And there's definitely that tone, but you blend love into everything that you write. So there was like this equal measure of melancholy, yes, but there was love there just as much. And that's what stood out to me for this piece. But, sir, your delivery is dangerous. I need you to stop playing.
My
no.
Lord. Lady A, did we lose my diva? Lady A, you still there?
Oh, yeah, I was on mute. I've been laughing my head off, but I'm still stuck on Lisa's underwear running down the street. So,
really?
That was really great. There's something about a man who could speak sensually romantic words that will make your underwear run down the street. So, and you did that, and you always do that. It's a real gift. And I think that you put things together that make people melt, you know, and it's a beautiful way to be. And I am always amazed at the men in this group that are able to express themselves in that sensual way, in a romantic way. I'm always, I think it's fantastic.
Absolutely.
I think it's much better than putting on 10 and getting up and wiping your penis on the curtain. I think it's much better than that. I also think, you know,
so bad.
I'm just saying. You know, I was going to ask you, Lady A, I was like, yo, show me your hands, because you was on mute a little bit too long. I don't know.
You know, laugh like this.
I got questions they need answers.
Yeah.
I can't. All I can say is when Lisa see her panties running down the street, I just wanted to say, don't trip. Don't trip. I see you grabbing one of your feet and you stumbling because you're getting caught in the drawer.
Oh, my goodness.
That was beautiful. As always, like I said, it doesn't matter what you say. I mean, it matters, but it's like Johnny said, your delivery is dangerous, dude. But before I let you skate out of here and go on over there to the Temptation Station, can you please let everyone know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question, because next Tuesday I have absolutely nothing going on. I believe next Tuesday is the good brother Paul Cram, who is going to do his show, and it's going to be great. And I don't thank you, bro, because I get a break. I get a break from me. But, you know, we do a lot over here. But coming up for next month, we got amazing things planned for Flash Speak, Honey Dripper 3.0, as well as War Council. You know, but War Council, we are going to, you know, blow the doors off of everything, because we're going to talk about sexual agency and autonomy in today's relationships. It's going to be, and I'm going to bring in a couple of experts. It's going to be nice. For Fly Speak, we're going to be featuring Jay Simone, the headmistress of the 100% Poetry Collective, and Walking Erotica, a.k.a. Mr. Shut 'em Down, a.k.a. Bitch, You Better, Mr. Yes Lord himself. That's going to be a lot of fun. And following month, for the next Flash Speak, we are featuring Just Jay. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. We're about to get treated. Okay. That's what
it's going to be a lot of kung fu. I got something special planned for the 100% thing, but I can't talk about it until it's actually done, but it's going to be crazy. But, you know, all here on Pippi Radio Universe. The Starship, where we boldly go where poems have gone before. A Real Entertainment Network. Take your socks off. A baby, baby. You know.
Baby. That's what's up. All right. So I'm going
Let me just do this one thing. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you fired for sure. for sure. Before you get fired, I'm going to have my diva, essentially Janice, escort you over to the Temptation Station.
She ain't coming back.
So basically,
I was going to take a minute.
No, we got to have her back. We got to have, you got to let her come back.
She's supposed to be over. She ain't coming back. I'm
still
just telling you that
over
right
here.
Now. You're going to be down there.
Working over here.
She's
working over here.
Janice, see if you can find my underwear and bring them back.
She come back over, her dude going to be done and dipped and flipped. She might not be walking straight, but hey,
yeah,
you know,
I can't wait.
Please be nice. We need her. She's still working over here. All right.
You turn my face.
I'm telling you, she got so much booty. Got put in the headlock. I'm just telling you right now.
Lord have mercy.
All right. You know what? All right. Have one love.
I'm the bunga.
One love.
Oh my God. Crazy. Oh my God. Oh, well, you know what? We got another member of the Epiphany family who's coming up. This is the newest member, as a matter of fact. Mahavi spoke of him and his new show coming up on Tuesday night. Ladies and gentlemen, we got ourselves a Paul Cram. Hey, Paul Cram, welcome to Diva's Talk. How you doing tonight?
I'm great. Thank you for having me, man. This show has been on fire.
Thank you. Appreciate you coming through, man. I gotta try and adjust to this because this is a new voice coming through here. Not new, but you know, new to Epiphany. So I'm anxious to hear what you brought. But I have to ask the question of the evening, which is, how do you relax?
Honestly, like after putting in shifts at both gigs, man, to just go home, turn on my reggae, and actually roll one up. Like that's how I just get to me. Give me 20 minutes to just be by myself, smoke my little whatever, get my Bob Marley or my Peter Tosh, and I'm good.
Oh, I'm definitely down with Bob Marley, man. I'm a super fan. As a matter of fact, I think I put a picture I took the other morning. I was looking out my window, and I seen, now I know it's about three little birds, but I seen two little birds on the branch. I said, let me snap this picture, blow it up a little bit. Yeah, and I thought of the song, and I was like, I got to share this with my poetry family, my Tiffany family. So, yeah, I'm definitely with Bob Marley, man. Oh, man. That's what's up. I got my divas up in here. I got Miss Lisa Lip, Lady A, and essentially Janice. Ladies, this is Paul Cram, the newest.
Hey, welcome to the family, man.
Hello.
How are we doing, please? Thank you.
Now, what did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
I brought a piece called The Conversation. It's a little play on words I'm trying out.
All right, then. The mic is yours.
Her conversation aroused me. It seemed like every word that fell from her lips tickled the tip of my intellect. An orgasmic vibration of thoughts came hard from her mind, and I fell deep into her conversation. It was like that every time we exchanged words. Her sexy yet confident tone, accompanied by the passion in her speech, turned me on to the point where my mental infatuation had some physical ramifications with every word that escaped from her thick, succulent lips. Beads of sweat formed on my neck as my temperature increased due to the fact that my mind can't help but wonder if she knows exactly what she is doing to me. And it was at that moment that I decided that I wanted to make love to her. I wanted to make love to her in a way that she has never been made love to before. There would be absolutely no need to remove any article of clothing because what I'm talking about is not physical. You see, what I want to do is verbally penetrate her mind as she seductively rides my words. In other words, I want us to have a conversation. I want her to slowly caress me with smiles as she tells me about her interest. I want to run my fingers through her mind while pulling softly to passionately kiss her neck with conversations of ambition, which must have sparked her interest because her eyes begin to moan. I want to feel her roll her inspiration over me, telling me how she overcame adversity to become the queen that stands before me. I wonder if I make her feel the same way. I wonder if she watches my lips as I engage in conversation and imagine them pressed against her. I wonder if she listens to the tone of my voice and imagine me whispering in her ear while slowly laying her down on soft sheets. I wonder if my conversation aroused her too.
Damn. Let me tell you something. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. There is nothing more erotic, more loving, more stimulating than a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the mental, if you can get to, I believe that saying came from this, being stimulated, free your mind and your ass will follow. If you can touch a woman's mind, you have touched every molecule in her system. I promise you that. That piece was awesome. And it was, you know, kind of sexy up in there. I had to touch myself for a second. Ain't nothing like being stimulated mentally, man. Did you say conversation or conversation?
Yes. Yeah.
No.
Conversation.
Damn.
Yeah.
I like it. Yes, 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 yes. That's what I'm talking about. All right, we're going to start off with Janice. What you got for that?
Just super briefly, pauses were so effective. I like how you switched up your cadence. And of course, the wordplay was on point, but those pauses, that's what stood out to me the most. Super effective.
Thank you.
Lady A.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that the whole concept of your poem about conversation, about making love to her mind, I just think that there's something really sexy and sensual about that, and I think every woman can relate to that. That was, again, I'm inspired by how some of you guys think that way, because there's a lot of guys that don't even hardly know how to read, so I'm impressed with so many things, and for especially for men to be able to articulate their thoughts that way. I just thought you did a great job.
Thank you so
much. Absolutely. Miss Liz?
Okay, I'm the fangirl. Because I've been following Paul Cram for years, from before I ever even found the Honey Drippers. And this is the first time that I've actually heard you live or had an opportunity to actually share a space with you. I think you are amazing. And to just be in your audience has just blessed me, because you are amazing.
Oh, wow. That did something to you. Thank you. I'm sorry.
No, I was just asking if you could post to the event page, too, because I want to be able to connect. And I want to read this piece again if you're willing to post that as well.
Oh, yes.
No doubt. I'll do it right now.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, before I let one of my divas escort you over to Temptation Station in the lounge, can you let everybody know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
Yes, next week, August 29th, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, there's a new show on Epiphany. The For Real Entertainment Network is going to present Cram Sessions with your host, Paul Cram. My big bro, Van, is definitely Mr. Poet. He's definitely going to help me out for first open shows. I love him for it. And we're going to turn up on a Tuesday. We got Souls Inc. who's going to be the feature for the night. And I have what I call the Study Music Artist of the Month. What I'm going to do is just unsigned underground artists who are still trying to get their name out there as well. I'm going to present like every month a new artist. So we got two from my hometown. And just looking forward to a great show.
Oh, I know it's going to be great. If Van picked you, I know it's going to be a good show. So that's what. thank you for coming through, giving us that amazing poetry. I'm going to get my diva, Miss Lip, to escort you over there to the Temptation Station. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, that's what's up. That's what's up. All right, all right. We got one last caller up in here. And this is another member of Epiphany Family. This is the other half of the Just Jay and Gina show. We got ourselves Gina Storm coming through. Welcome to Divas Talk. How you doing tonight, Gina?
Hello. Hello, Divas. Happy to be here.
Good evening. Hello.
Hey, Gina.
I love her innocent voice. She has this clear, innocent, childlike voice, and then she'll come in and punch you directly in the forehead with her words.
No. I'm sorry, Lisa. Let me correct you, baby. In the throat. It's very effective. Now, the forehead, it's going to hurt for a minute. That throw punch, it's going to take you a while to come back. You remember that.
Okay. Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm trying not to choose violence these days.
And, honey, in this world, sometimes even the good heart has to pull back and give you what they got. So I understand. Believe me.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right. So Way wants to know, we're talking about how do you relax?
Yeah. For the most part, honestly, I cannot relax in the morning before my coffee. I tend not to sleep well without a glass of wine at night at bedtime. I will lose my complete cool and composure in life if I go too long without smoking weed. And not because I'm a hype, but because I need to stay on an even keel, period. I don't need to be too high or too low. I need to be just right, and it keeps me just right. So that's how I relax. But poetry is always a go-to for everything in my life. So from that weed smoking comes poetry. Like the piece that I got for y'all tonight.
All right. Well, that's what's up. That's what's up, and I respect that. So what I'm going to do is get out of the way. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. Hold still. Hold on. All right. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I relax. See, when I relax, I relax. I mean to the mat. Recliner. Feet in the car or the bed all the way back. I elevate my feet and lower my head. I decompress, reduce stress. Even my breathing. Heart rate drops to resting. When I relax, it's a blessing. And that frees me, because orange is a new black. Virginia, relaxation time keeps me free, because anything else in my life would be uncivilized and could easily result in a felony. In peace.
Hold up.
Yeah, she came with the rabbit punch tonight.
Gina. All right. I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to leave you alone. It's still a piece.
I had to do me. That's how I relax.
Mm-hmm. It's all right. I loved it nonetheless. But don't cut don't do that no more to don't come up in here with that little short. No, I'm the queen of short pieces. Y'all are used to that from me. What you just did was send a shock to our system. Okay.
Yeah,
we weren't ready. No,
like
we weren't ready.
Well,
it's
here's the thing.
It's all
right. I had to keep it short and sweet because honestly, you know, once you say what you had to say, you don't need to say nothing else. And I'm completely relaxed right now. So I figure let's just take this time to wrap it up, put a bow on it, and have a good night. Because like Just Jay said, morning comes fast. And I learned that when I had to start getting my grandkids off for school again. I'm like, ooh, I'm a lot older than I was when the oldest one was in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Now the baby's
yes.
in second grade. And it's a whole thing in the morning, like conversation that I hate to have before coffee. Redirections that don't want to participate in. Yeah, this isn't my life. I'm just helping out. Woo-wee. So I needed to relax. Now I got to get my sleep on because in the morning I'm going to be stressed again. So I just wanted to contribute. That's all.
Well, it's always appreciated because you do contribute all the time, and it's appreciated. Thank you for that. But wait a minute now before I let you drift off and give your pillow some head. Can you tell us what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
Yes. So catch me and Just Jay at the Just Jay and Gina Show at 8 Central, 9 Eastern. We are going to have an interview with none other than Russ Livingston, the good doctor, will be in the building, and we're going to pick his brain and his poetry the way that only we can do during the interviewing process. So if you're available, come through and enjoy the show, because I'm sure it's going to be one. That man in and of itself is a lot. I look forward to it. I look forward to every interview that we have because I think that it's important that we not just know what we can expect. That's why y'all were thrown off by the short piece. You know what to expect when you hear from me. I didn't do that tonight, so I'll tell you why. So every now and then you got to shake things up. So interviews shake things up, and I'm happy to be a part of that.
Yes. That's all right. That's what's up. Wow. Ladies, can you give us some short commentary on it so we can release this lady so she can get some rest?
Absolutely. Gina came in with the rabbit punch tonight. Just pow, right in the Adam's apple.
I'm trying not to choose violence. That's why I have to relax. Anytime I don't get my relaxation, I'm telling you, it's like, literally, my daughter will bring me my coffee because that's one of the wonderful things about being in her house. She knows how much cream and sugar. I need the lightness of that coffee to match the back of my hand. And when it comes to sugar, I don't want there to be undissolved sugar in the bottom of the cup. I want to be on the border of diabetes. So, you know what I'm saying?
I need
it brown and sweet. And I need that because it's not optional. It's not, man. It's not up for conversation. You know, we can't debate about it. You can't substitute it with a cup of tea. I need it.
I hear that.
And it's how I relax in the morning. And then once I have coffee, then everybody can talk now, but no coffee, no talkie. they know that. They be walking around with speechless, and she was like, why are they so quiet? And her father-in-law says, oh, Gigi hasn't had her coffee yet. Mm-hmm. And they know.
Okay.
Yay, for relaxation and coffee. Appreciate that.
I hear that. Lady A?
Yeah, you know, whether it's a short piece or not, I think you throw the punch and it's and everybody gets it and I think that you know, you have your style of that freestyle. I don't know how you do it. I think it's pretty amazing. And you know, tonight was short but sweet and
Right.
And you can't be like a lyricist. You can't be like a lyricist. I love this.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I want to tell Lady A this. Lady A, I don't know why you say that because we can all do it. That's exactly what you do. When a piece comes to you and you write it out, I just didn't take the time to write it out. I gave it to you as it came to me. That's what you do with pen and paper. That's what you do on your devices when you're typing out your piece. So true story, you are freestyling every time you write a piece. Now, if you just trusted the process and gave us the piece without writing it down first, you'd surprise yourself. Promise you would.
Wow, that would be a challenge, that's for sure.
It's not a challenge because you already do it. But trust the process, that's all I got. Thank you very much. Yeah. It's not like I have a superpower. We all can do it.
All right, Gina Storm, thank you. Thank you so much for that short but amazing piece and always coming through. I'm going to escort you myself over to Temptation
Station. Thank you
Station.
So much.
You grab yourself a drink, and we're out of here. All right.
I
one
love
love,
you.
One
thank
mic.
You, ladies. One love, one mic.
We love that. One love, one mic.
Right.
Ladies, divas, 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 this has been an amazing show. Wow. I love you girls for coming through always and supporting me and riding shotgun with me, and just your whole contribution is so appreciated, and it is welcome. It is needed. And that's what I have to say to you tonight. Ladies, you have any closing words? We're going to start with essentially Janice.
I'm sorry, I'm dying laughing over here because of my son. listen, I'm going to message all of y'all so y'all know what I'm laughing about. But everyone came through and shared some gems. I took notes. I'm going to relax like every single person that shared. Thank you for your advice. Thank you for your pieces. We loved to hear it.
Lady A.
Yes, I love helping out, and I love being a part of this. I can't even tell you how much I love it, and I enjoy myself so much each week I do, and you ladies are fantastic to share the evening with, and I thank you all, and for everybody that called in, and for you being the queen, Danielle, you know, to lead us along, and I just think it's really been a fun evening, but it's just been a whole fun thing for me since I was invited to take part, and I'm thankful every week.
Right. I'm going to leave y'all with this. I want everybody to get that good relationship going with yourself, because therein lies spirit. I want you to continue to love and respect one another. Stay safe, stay in the positive, and don't forget to stop and smell the roses. With that, I'm going to take you out with this. Peace. Good night.